Eastern Sierra now.
Sorry, it just seemed like it needed to be a little epic for some reason. Speaking of epic, this is Jesse Steele. It is January 4th, and it is time for a little news. So I guess the biggest thing today, and this kind of sucks, is Bishop City Hall will be closed to the public starting Tuesday, January 4th, today, until Monday, January 10th, not today. City Administrator Ron Phillips announced today that Bishop City Hall will be closed to the public starting Tuesday, January 3rd. The building will tentatively, that's a good word to say fast, reopen to the public on Monday, January 10th. Select staff will be working either remotely or in shifts during this time to ensure continued operations of all essential businesses. Due to a small outbreak of COVID-19 cases among city employees, several staff members are currently quarantining, said Phillips. During this period, voicemails and emails will be monitored and essential city business will continue. If residents require assistance, they can leave a message with the department in question or at the main phone number at 760-873-5863. Contact information for all city departments is located on the City of Bishop website at cityofbishop.com. We also have a link at Eastern Sierra Now. We are concerned about the uptick in cases and are exhausted by the changing nature of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please continue to protect your families and community. COVID-19 resources can be found on the City of Bishop or Inyo County websites at cityofbishop.com/COVID-19/index.php. And again, that link is at easternsierranow.com. So that's not good. All our best to everybody that's suffering there and sick. And let's hope that everybody else can just get through it and get back to work, because I'm sure that's what everybody wants. Of course, sometimes staying at home is pretty nice, too. I like working from home. I work from home every day. Can't complain. I'm wearing warm-up pants. Hey, do you have an idea to solve air pollution? Inyo County wants your help. Inyo County seeks proposals for air pollution reduction projects. $1.4 million in funding available through Clean Air Projects Program. It's either 2 or 11. There needs to be some kind of a way to differentiate between Roman numerals sometimes, like in this situation. Like if it said VI, I would know that's a 6. But when it's just line, that could be LL. That could be capital I. That could be 11. It could be 2. It could be sideways equals. I don't know, I'm going on a tangent. Independence, California. The county of Inyo is now seeking proposals from individuals, groups, and other entities interested in creating and completing projects to reduce local air pollution. A total of $1.4 million is available in competitive grant funding for projects that either directly or indirectly reduce air pollution within what's known as the Owens Valley Planning Area, a swath of land from just north of Aberdeen area to south of Olancha. Individuals, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and governmental and educational institutions are all eligible to participate in the Clean Air Projects Program, either 11 or 2. We're not going to get back into that. But the projects must be located within the Owens Valley planning area and completed by June 30th, 2025. The county will be accepting proposals for eligible projects through March 31st. The cap is the result of a 2011 abatement order issued to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District. The order stipulated that LADWP implement additional dust controls at Owens Lake and pay an excess emission offset amount of $6.5 million, 85% of which was to go into a special fund established by Great Basin for use on clean air projects in Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties, with special preference given to the Owens Valley planning area. Under the first round of CAP, CAAP, more than $5.5 million was spent on air pollution reduction projects over a three-year period. The CAP, probably two, maybe 11, probably two, funds, which the county will be distributing on behalf of LADWP and Great Basin, are available as a result of the Air Pollution Control District issuing LADWP in order to pay for noncompliance in 2018. Examples of eligible projects and more specific guidance, including the request for proposals issued by Inyo County on January 3rd, can be found at inyocounty.us/government/clean-air-projects-program-II. See, now there's an II. So that must be two. I don't know. Anyway, that link's at Eastern Tier now. So just go to that. You don't want to have to type that out based on me telling you about it on the radio. Just go see this news story on Eastern. It's here now. To answer questions and help applicants prepare competitive proposals, Inyo County is holding two virtual workshops on Thursday, January 20th, one at 9 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. Check the website for a link to the workshop. Questions may also be directed to Inyo, C-A-P-P, I'm going to say I-I, at inyocounty.us. There is a link that works at Eastern's here now. That's probably your better bet. Go there. Click on that. Man, I can make anything difficult, I swear. There's another grant. This one's from the Forest Service. The Forest Service grants virtual workshop Wednesday, January 12th, at 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. No registration is needed. Join on your computer or mobile app at the link provided at EasternSierraNow.com. You can also call in at 650-564-3271. And the phone conference ID is 834-106-719 hashtag, or pound if you're old school like me. And you can get that information at Eastern Sierra Now, so no need to write it down. The grant guidelines are also listed at Eastern Sierra Now. The program's intent, Cal Fire's Forest Health Program, funds active restoration and reforestation activities aimed at providing for more resilient and sustained forests to ensure future existence of forests in California while also mitigating climate change, protecting communities from fire risk, strengthening rural economies, and improving California's water and air. Through grants to regionally based partners and collaboratives, Cal Fire seeks to significantly increase fuel management, fire reintroduction, treatment of degraded areas, and conservation of forests. So if you'd like to know more about that, head over to EasternSierraNow.com where you can find the grant guidelines and the phone number and link. So there's not going to be a Mammoth Voices lunch meeting this week. Boo. That's always a fun event. But they do have an idea for you. So Mammoth Voices will not be meeting this week. Instead, we hope you'll make time for the Mountain Living Together workshop. That's Saturday, January 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Snarl Page Center. Snarl. Nice. A friendly reminder about Mountain Living Together and this week's event. For a lively, interactive, and casual workshop, there will be 3 one-hour sessions, so you can choose to attend when it's convenient. You can see below. This is part of Haley Fitzpatrick's PhD research at the Oslo School of Architecture and Design, supervised by Professor Dr. Tobias Luth. Come share your stories and ideas about future sustainable mountain living and learn about how other communities are building resilience in diverse and innovative ways. This event is free of charge and open to all. There is a waiver to sign and a sign-up sheet, and that will be listed at EasternSierraNow.com. You do need to choose which hour session you will be going to. I think you can go to all of them, but they want to differentiate. It's probably just to get a head count. So head over to EasternSierraNow.com, sign up for that. And again, there won't be the lunch meeting for Mammoth Voices. Hopefully they'll be back next month because that's always a pretty cool event. And Eastern Sierra Now would like to give our congratulations and thanks to longtime Bishop Police Department officers who are retiring. The Bishop Police Department would like to announce the retirement of Sergeant Dan Nolan. Sergeant Nolan has served the city of Bishop for over 22 years. During that time, he has served as a patrol officer, field training officer, use of force, range instructor. In his most recent collateral assignment, Sergeant Nolan served as a team leader for the Inyo Mono County's Special Enforcement Detail, SED. Upon his retirement, Sergeant Nolan has accepted a position with the State of Nevada Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. The Bishop Police Department would also like to announce the retirement of Officer Brian Rossi. Officer Rossi has served the city of Bishop for over 20 years. While at the Bishop Police Department, Officer Rossi served as a patrol officer and field training officer. Upon his retirement, Officer Rossi has accepted a position with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. So please join us in congratulating Sergeant Dan Nolan and Officer Brian Rossi on their career and future endeavors. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know where the best place to eat is? Copper Top Barbecue. That's it. I'll say it again after this too. I'm going to say it. I won't even say it because they're my client. I'm just going to say it because it's true. It's awesome. I don't think I've ever been there and not been super happy with what I got. So you need to head on down to Copper Top Barbecue and give them a try. But you know what else? There's a million things happening down there. They've got vending machines coming in. They've got upside down beer taps. I'm I can't explain it to you because I don't know myself. Once it's there, I'll make a video and we'll go check it out together. But one thing that most people don't know, you know what makes barbecue barbecue? You know, so I learned this as a kid. So my dad always said he'll disown me if I ever have a barbecue that runs on propane. I do currently have a barbecue that runs on propane, but, you know, he lives in the mother-in-law unit on my property, so he can't really disown me because I just kick him out. No, I'm just kidding. But well, that's true, but I won't kick him out for that. But anyway, the a barbecue is made from smoke. That's it. It's heat and smoke. You don't put propane in there because you're introducing chemicals to your meat. You don't put charcoal briquettes in there because you're doing the same thing. You're introducing chemicals into your meat. That's not how this rolls. So you use actual wood charcoal and wood bits. Where do you get this wood? Can you just put your pine wood in there? No, that's a bad idea because it's going to get all pitchy and nasty and it's gross. There's specific woods for specific things. I personally love a nice cherry wood. That's pretty awesome. Almond is also really great. And you know where you can get almond wood, which is, I think, what they exclusively use at Copper Top. You can get it at Copper Top. Gasp! That's right. So for $29.99, you can get a 40-pound bag of long-burning almond wood. That's perfect for cooking and heat if you need it. But I would save that one for the cooking, because you can just use a couple of sticks of that, throw that on after you've got your wood charcoals ready to go. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. It gets just the perfect amount of smoke. That's why that tastes so good when you go there. If you're wondering why, that's why. There's also a little update to this story that's pretty amazing. If you're a local with your 20% local discount, you get that wood for $23.99 for a 40-pound bag. So for $23.99, you get 40 pounds of long-burning almond wood. I mean, that can handle a lot of barbecuing right there. So if you're interested in that, you can always hit us up at Eastern Sierra Now, and I'll point you in the right direction, or head on down to Copper Top Barbecue today and get you some wood. And while you're there, get a tri-tip sandwich, or as I like to call it, the Jesse Special. All right, that's going to do it for today for Eastern Sierra Now. Again, I'm Jesse Steele, and I hope you have a great day.